Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. I'm on. Next to me is James.
Hello.
This is going to be a quick news break, not an official episode here. So as of yesterday, what was it, the 8th, or technically the 9th, because of it was at midnight that the announcement was on. Basically, Coco just announced that she's gonna graduate from HoloLive.
I was feeling so good in the morning until you told me that. I was like, what are you talking about? I thought you were just trying to troll me like per usual.
I
opened up the subreddit and it felt like a gut punch, man.
I know, it hurt so, like, the reason I really got into HoloLive so much is watching the meme reviews.
Oh, most definitely, me too.
Yeah, like I feel like if you, she's like the gateway into the other, like, Japanese talents.
Oh, she definitely was. She worked her butt off to, like, you know, show them off to the fan base and stuff like that. Whether or not that was the main intention, you know, that's beside the point. But a lot of people got exposed to the other members through her, especially the North America side.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, they made the Holo EN side, just because, you know, she was big with the English crowd, because she and Hachima were the only two that really spoke, like, English, I would say, yeah, like comprehensive English. Like there were some other towns that spoke English, but not like very, like
at least conversational English. Like completely understand what they're saying without a problem.
Exactly.
Or they're not looking, you know, they just speak it naturally. But a lot of them are making strides to learn it, and they're definitely getting a lot better with it. Even Hachima got a lot better at her English.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know. I felt so, like, you know that feeling you get when let's go back to, like, when I was, like, maybe like 6 years old or something, and you lose your favorite toy. And you feel so bad about it. There's really nothing you can do.
Oh,
so,
bro, that's how bad it is. Dude, I felt the same way when I heard about Robin Williams, is how I felt.
I don't think it's bad as Robin Williams, because she's still going to be there. She's
obviously, but you know, it's at the same time, like,
yeah,
it just feels like you lost something, like you said, like your favorite toy.
Yeah, like what my coping mechanism usually was like, I just basically go to sleep. I just kind of have to sleep it off. There's nothing else I can really do about it. You know, like you just punch dirt. That's just it. And she, like in her announcements, she didn't really say anything about why she was graduating. But we kind of infer, you know, some reasons, because usually when a talent graduates, if it's like a health reason, they'll usually tell us if it's a health reason. But in this instance, it wasn't a, you know, they didn't really say anything. It's pretty much on the down low. So
I don't want to try to speculate too much about it. Yeah. Obviously, you know, it's something personal and private. Maybe one day if she wants to say it, she will. Right. But, you know, for now, I'm just going to, you know, I guess keep her just wishes and not talk about. Yeah.
I mean, for me, the best thing that maybe could happen is that she's quitting and then maybe rejoining a different brand. I hope she joins, like, maybe VShoujo.
Or she goes, you know, solo. She could also do that.
Yeah, but it's, she has the capital.
She's industrious enough to do it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, what job can you really find, especially in Japan, that, and especially for a foreigner, that will pay you that much money? You know, because she's making a six-figure salary, so it's gonna be a big change for her. I really do hope she does join VShoujo, because they have a great lineup, and
if they pay her more, yeah, I wouldn't be mad about her moving over. She got paid more. Hell yeah, dude, check.
I don't think she even cares more about getting paid more or less. I think it's because of the freedom VShoujo has versus HoloLive, because you know how restrictive HoloLive is. Like, they have to get permission for games and pretty much music and everything. They have to get, and they're pretty, like, restrictive about a lot of stuff. VShoujo, they're just, you know, whatever. Just whatever you want to say. The only rules they have to follow is basically Twitch or YouTube guideline policies. That's the only,
well, like, is VShoujo more based in North America?
Well, they're North American. I think the CEO is like the person who used to own Twitch
before
they sold it to to Amazon, right? Yeah. So, I see that Vishoujo has a lot more freedom compared to Hololive.
I was thinking it might be just because they're Japanese based and they'd have to get, you know, licensing stuff might be a little bit harder, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see your meaning because they're in like that Japanese mindset,
right?
Because they're based in Japan, so that's why they
they don't want to get DMCA takedowns for pretty much every single one of their you know, characters or idols. And you notice like every time they get permission to play a new game, all of them are playing it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would kind of hate that you'd feel pressured to play a game you didn't want to play, especially like if it's, you know, some phone game that's not the greatest or something like that. Not that any of them have been playing shitty phone games.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I just have so little to say about this because I'm still
processing,
really
from like the digesting
it's too much. It's too much for me.
When's the last time you lost a character that you had an attachment to, like a streamer that's ongoing, stuff like that?
Before Hololive, I've never been really much into watching streamers or big into pretty much impact
media like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would say maybe the closest thing was maybe the retirement of that one guy from TSM, but that was so long ago.
You never felt like attachment to any of the esports players or anything like that, or any other athlete?
They were good, but I've never felt like because they're esports players, they play games, right? But with Hololive and other VTubers, they game every day. You kind of see them every day, they become
part of your daily life.
Exactly.
So I would say what you're feeling is what a lot of sports teams feel like. We probably feel like what the people of Cleveland felt when LeBron left to join another basketball team. Or for my part, obviously, you know, I like wrestling a lot. And that's a revolving door of talent that you want to see them keep on wrestling, keep them along because you like them. It's your favorite Power Ranger. Then they leave and you're sad. They join a different small company. You don't get to see them as an interesting, you know, angle, stuff like that. And you don't get to see them interact with the people you want to see them interact. But you still get to be a part of them. That's, you know, what I would equate to Coco's departure is for me. I'll still see her, just not, you know, with the other members. Like, hopefully she keeps on doing the meme reviews or some version of it, an evolution of it with different people. That would be awesome. I'd like that.
Yeah. I mean, on worst case scenario, we'll probably never see her again. She's maybe going into, like, some job that's, like a role, like, as, like, you know, H-On as a manager, but not, like, in the limelight, just as a background character. That's probably the saddest thing. Like, hopefully, if that case does happen, I hope another member kind of takes her reign and does, like, you know, the Reddit meme reviews and stuff like that, because it's gonna be a big loss, because I like watching meme reviews every week is like basically waiting for like a good anime.
you
know that feeling when you're watching a good anime and it ends,
right?
That's kind of what I'm feeling as well.
I would equate meme review to being what my Hispanic parents used to watch Sabado Gigante, or, you know, other people's family watching Saturday Night Live. That's what it was for us.
Yeah.
Even if it was only for a few months, you know, it was a fun time though. Enjoy basically what you have, like, when you have it. Nothing is forever.
Yeah, it's basically like Saturday game night, you know, if your family had that, you know, or like, you know, basically a day where
definitely.
You set aside where you just play games or something like that. Yeah, like it's I don't know. I'm gonna miss that a lot. But I'm glad that she's gonna archive her channel.
Yeah.
She's not deleting, you know, anything. So people coming into Hololive and seeing, you know, like she's like as of today, the recording date of the 9th, she's still gonna be recording all the way up to next
July
month,
the 1st, right?
July the 1st, exactly.
And did they say if she's keeping her character or not, or she's just gonna
do her own thing? No information at all. So,
I mean, obviously, nobody. It would be like huge. Like, no, I don't think anybody would want to see somebody else using that avatar. I think they should just retire it if she doesn't use it.
I mean, it's pretty much a taboo, right? If you use another
person's avatar. It feels like it, doesn't it? I mean, they try to do that with Kizuna Ai, and it doesn't seem like it went well.
I mean, the reason they did it was they did a whole backstory with Kizuna Ai where she's like, she had multiple personalities and there's multiple persons playing her, but that's a whole different matter. But like,
if they established the brand with having three other people at the same time, they probably regretted not doing that and just having the one.
I mean, who thinks that far ahead, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
They probably never knew that Kizuna Ai was gonna like go as big as she was.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have thought so either, but you know, here we are.
Yeah,
she's in collabs and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say that, you know, we never see Kaicho again,
right?
Who would you think would take up, like, if someone were to step up, who do you think would step up?
Well, it feels like Kiara is doing that, right? Well, not meme review, she has her own thing, right?
Yeah,
I don't think anybody really fits the bill. Maybe Hachima, but she has her own thing with that cooking stuff and all the,
but Hachima is not 100% fluent in English.
Yeah, she doesn't have the I don't know, the flair that Coco does. They're like two sides of the same coin, maybe.
I would say, I think Ame would probably be the best to take up the reign. Ame or Gura?
Yeah, but the Japanese is the thing.
Exactly. Neither of them don't fluent Japanese.
Neither do we, so they probably speak better than we do, shoot. But, I mean, I'd be fine with them just not doing it again. Obviously, you know, it's going to be sad not having it, but, you know, it's there.
Yeah, I feel like that's like 50% of the Reddit content, right? It's for the meme reviews, right?
Definitely.
If you're cutting that out, missed. Yeah, if you're cutting that out, that's a big part. And I don't know.
Show transfers, sorry, go ahead.
Like, doesn't it feel good to just talk it out just a little bit? Like, I feel a little better just talking with you about it. Yeah, because when I heard the news, I was like, holy shit, this is, like, I was scrolling through the bots, right? I was like, oh, I hope April's next month.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, this was a huge-ass troll, I'm totally down for it, but I'm like, dude, oh,
I
no.
I thought you were trolling me. So I was gonna say, if they do continue it, I've been, you know, experienced this before with, because I follow a lot of the comedians, right? And I used to watch, you know, talk show, late night shows from comedians like Conan and David Letterman, stuff like that. Obviously, Johnny Carson was like the big one, like the first big comedian to retire from his role. And, you know, the network had to get a new comedian. And I think David Letterman was the one that took over for him. And then after Letterman was gone, somebody else took his place. And, you know, every time there's that transition period where the new host has to get their legs, and it'll be awkward for a little bit for the new person that takes over Meme Review. That's if they decide to. Eventually they'll hit their stride. It won't be the same exact show, most likely. It'll have a different flair to it. And I imagine it would still be enjoyable for us because you're seeing, you know, all the funny memes and stuff like that on the screen.
Right. I think Coco's like pretty much the one who introduced Reddit to pretty much all the other, you know, members. So and it's very rare you see anyone really post on Reddit from the JP side. Like, even on the EN side, you never see anyone really post. Right. I think the person who posts the most is probably Fubuki or Marine or Fubuki, but that's only when they want to like advertise that they're doing like a special type of stream or something like that. Nothing really you know, out of the ordinary, you know?
Right. They don't even really post, like, even in passing in comments ever.
Yeah, that's
they'll just make their big post headline and then it'll get pushed to the top, which is fine.
I mean, like, any of the members pretty much will go to the top. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's true. Or to utter all.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter what they say, but, man, like when what was it? Like, it was like at 7 a.m. whatever when I told you, right?
Yeah, I immediately felt it.
Like, when I told you that, were you waiting for me to be like, I'm totally joking. There's no way I would ever say that, you know, say that in real life or whatever, you know?
Dude, I immediately went to the subreddit because I knew you. And it was like, oh, what the fuck, it's real? was a reason. I looked for a reason. Like, I quickly went from, you know, to the acceptance stage of the grief. It's like, okay.
It's like whenever I told you, like, doubt, like, press X to doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, you know what I want, though? Like, more than anything, I wanted merch. And, like, I went to this thing, all right, they don't really have merch for her. Like, if they ever made any merchandise, it'd be cool if they continue to do that. Because I mean,
she has
like
that giant. She has that giant butt plug.
It's sold out.
Of course it's going to be sold out.
They should release that as a cursor pack for Windows or Mac.
I mean, you could probably easily make that. It's not that hard.
But if it was official, you know, they get money. Show support.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Coco's going to make some big money at the end of this month. Because
for sure.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, if what... Like, I don't want to make any speculation why she quit, but
yeah,
I want to
know. Respect.
Yeah, I want to know what's going to happen to her housing situation.
I think they said she's still going to be there for a while. But, you know, they have sound booths. I think I read that in the room. That might be a pain to move around, or maybe it wasn't too expensive to set up.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, after she quits and Kanata's, like, doing a stream and then Coco just randomly shows up?
Yeah, that's what I saw people in the subreddit talking about. That's where I saw that they mentioned they had sound booths in their room. And I don't think you would really hear anything from outside.
Yeah.
Especially in a streamer house.
Yeah, they probably have sound dampeners all over the place.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's also a Japanese living situation. So,
like, side by side with normal people that aren't idols, for sure.
Exactly. So I feel like it would be very... especially with Kiara's and Callie's living situation when they first started.
Oh, for real, dude. I bet, like, they felt the smack on the desk in the middle of the night and they say, oh shit, is there an earthquake happening? That's a 5.7 on the Richter scale. It's coming. I can feel it's the big one. Death is coming for me.
It's, I don't know. I feel good, you know, talking about letting it out, just venting my frustrations that, you know, this happened. And
you know why it's the big gut punch for us? Because we didn't think it would be this soon, and none of the Hollow JP characters, aside from a few of the Hollow stars, have graduated. And I think she's the first, right?
No, I think I forgot her name. Alo something. The one with the double horns. She was the first to graduate, but she was only streaming for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one with the drama? I think they banned her character or something. I don't remember.
I think she decided to quit on her own, but she did get into like a big... Not a big, but like a small thing where she accidentally revealed her character or something like that. Nothing too major. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but I feel bad because in some way I feel like this pretty, this probably relates to the Taiwan bullshit whatever thing.
Don't want to speculate as to why. Maybe she just got tired with the work schedule. That could be it.
It might be. But
you want more freedom to do whatever you want.
But I just want to say like that shit is like the most bullshit thing ever.
I fucking
like,
no, dude.
It's so retarded, like...
That's the world we live in.
I know, like, up in arms, like, just for saying a word. And it's not even, like... I get it if she's, like, you know, like... Okay, Hololive is not... Is known for saying slurs, right? But not in...
Well,
not,
like, who say slurs? Like, be careful, dog.
They say slurs, but, like, not... Not knowing that they're slurs, you know, because when Miko plays...
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that, like, it was just a... They were just doing analytics for their video, and they said one word. And you know, China
the
gets all up in arms
huge.
And all that bullshit and crap, and it's still going on this
slavery,
day.
You know, mass deaths.
It's so...
Concentration camps. We're going to get canceled by China, bro.
It's the most bullshit thing.
Dude,
I've
John Cena
ever
had
heard.
To apologize for saying Taiwan was a country.
Seriously?
Yep.
Are they? That was is WWE really big in China?
No, he's kind of like retired, semi-retired from wrestling. I'm sure he'll show up for SummerSlam or something like that. So basically he was advertising, I think it was Fast and the Furious or some of his new movies, and mm-hmm. he flubbed and said Taiwan was a country, and then people got pissed. And they even said that, like, it's not enough for you to apologize. You have to say Taiwan's not a country and it's part of China. You know, it's never enough with them. Yeah. Whatever. I'm never traveling to China or taking a flight connecting to it, so whatever.
I mean, it's just the most bullshit thing, like the most bullshit argument that you can really think of. It's like a grudge that why is it even a grudge? Why is it even a grudge in the first place? It's so retarded.
No, the world can be an irrational place. You have people, you know, excommunicating people from their families, you know, obviously for religious reasons or like the Scientologists, but like even for being part of a different sports team or political belief or going to a different college, stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm not speculating she's quitting because of that, but I'm just calling it like
what it is. No, I'm just talking about the stuff about China.
Yeah, it's just bullshit.
Unrelated to Coco.
Yeah. So I don't know. I pretty much said what I wanted to say about it. Anything else you want to say about it, James?
For me, I'm gonna, if she ever streams under, you know, just her regular identity or a different character, I'm gonna subscribe and I'll simp for sure. gotta support your content creators, man. That's just how it is. Yeah, even in wrestling, like, wrestler goes to the new company, you watch their stuff. It can be good or it can be bad. It's whatever. It's just how life is. Nothing is forever. Obviously, you know, everyone grows old and eventually things change.
Yeah. Yeah, for better or for worse, things change.
And just enjoy what you had while you have it. Don't take it for granted. Just like if you lose your parent or something like that. Or a pet.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. We'll catch you later. Bye.